This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Connor McDavid, the game winner last night. Best player in hockey, and it is done. Boy, it was fun. My God, was it fun. It was fun from the start to the finish. Everybody thought what happened, not that who would win, but that it was could go either way. And sure enough, boy, they had some chances in overtime last night. Bennington stopped 6 shots, and there were some point-blank shots there. They had their chances, and Kennan ends up getting a win. Sam Bennett gets a goal in it. We'll see him. He'll be back. It is weird. We're just all talking here this morning as we get up with you. Fantastic event. Fantastic event for an event that's basically taken the place of an all-star game. It's incredible what hockey put together. I mean, we've been beating the crap out of the NFL for flag football now, for their Pro Bowl in Orlando and ball tag and chase your wife and grab the rope and pull it and everything else. And now basketball, like, we refuse to play too hard because we don't want to get hurt. And we're going to shoot threes and do open dunks. And everybody's mad about the, you know, and they're trying different formats and nothing works. And nobody's happy. Then you get this thing, because honestly, the All-Star game for hockey is not exactly exciting either. So they come up with this thing, and it's a friggin' home run. Part of it is what's going on in the world right now, what's going on in politics, United States, Canada, and comments that are made, and people are fired up in both countries, and so you get all that stuff together, and you get yourself just at the right time, a great event. I turned in 30 minutes early last night just because I wanted to see everything from the national anthems. You play the Canadian, then United States, and want to see the players get introduced and what the reaction would be. There were Canadians there too. And it was incredible. It was incredible. Obviously, they played at a hard level, a Stanley Cup Game 7 level, probably could just say a playoff level in the NHL or any playoff, but it was fantastic, and they hit the jackpot, perfect time, nothing going on, hockey owned it. Matter of fact, I get up this morning and ESPN and Major League Baseball, ESPN saying, MLB, we're going to pay you less, and they're going, no, you're not, we want out of our contract. Matter of fact, one of the reasons we want out of our contract, not just the money, but you guys don't give us enough coverage. You guys do all these basketball and football shows year-round. What about MLB? What about MLB, man? We don't like it, and we got some other places to go. So we got all that stuff going on, and hockey just snuck in there and got this great event last night. Just great event between Canada and United States. And the craziest part of the whole story, today they fly back to their teams and get ready. Start playing games here in the next day. Start playing games, and a lot of guys that were knocking the crap out of each other all going to be teammates again, going, all right, hey, second half, hey, good job, man, that was fun. All right, brother, let's go on. How's the parents? I'm great. How's your family doing down in the United? Oh, great, great, everybody's good. Okay, hey, let's play. We got to get going, man. We got the Kraken. And so there are a lot of guys, right, a lot of guys playing against each other from teams in Canada as well as teams in the United States. It's just it was a crazy one. The Tkachuk brothers, and last night Brady had a goal, but Matthew Tkachuk played very little. So it was fun, and Matthew Tkachuk was great, but now how long is he going to be out coming back? Very limited amount of time. He just couldn't play. They were asking him, and for Matthew Tkachuk not to play, it just gives you an idea. So I'm guessing he's not going to play for a while. I don't know what that means. I know he's tough, but they got to get him healthy. They understand if you're going to win a Stanley Cup, your best player's got to be healthy at the end of the year going into the playoffs. We saw it when they didn't, and we saw it when they did last year, and what a difference it makes. So just a crazy night, man. Crazy, crazy night. Like I said, 8 o'clock start. I turned in about 7:30. I wanted to see. And I'll take it. I think PK Subban, I think Mark Messier, those guys are great. Love it. And by the way, they're openly for their country. And they said it like, look at, are you kidding me? Of course we're for Canada. You understand what's going on up there right now? How badly that country wants this win with everything that's going on? That's what they wanted to say. And so I couldn't get enough last night, man. It was great. We'll have Steve Goldie join us. I believe the coach is going to join us on Monday, but just to talk more about it. And so just wild, just unbelievable. You get that. Hey, what can we do in the place of get everything juiced up a little bit here? Oh, let's put this thing together. And there's a chance USA and Canada will play each other twice, you know, as long as Finland and Sweden don't screw it up, you know. And here we go. Amazing, amazing stuff last night. It really was for a sport that's been taking a back seat. Not a back seat recently because of the way they played. But, boy, they got a big win. They got a big PR win last night for hockey in general. Obviously, Canada doesn't need to be promoted in their sport of hockey. But I think it was big for down here last night. I really do. I think it was big for all the NHL markets down here. I think it was great for this one. Not that this one needs a whole lot of help when you're Stanley Cup champs. But see all the representation from the four teams in this little round-robin tournament they had. And it was just good stuff. And the top players, a lot of them showed up. Well, I'll tell you what, Canada had their top guys show up. Right, McKinnon and McDavid, and their goalie was just sensational. Bennington, good stuff. A lot of good stuff, and a lot of storylines around it. And they had the president on with the team before the game in the locker room, and giving them getting them pumped up a little bit, and it was amazing. You would have thought it was a Stanley Cup. You really would have. As big as this thing turned out. I'm guessing nobody had any idea it was going to be this big, just to make that point. Hey, bunch of stuff to get to here this morning. We say good morning, happy Friday to everybody out there. Dolphins Cancer Challenge, 15th annual. It's important to me for a lot of different reasons, like a lot of you out there. We've all been touched with people in our life. As you get older, more people touched by it, close to you. And so... it's a big one. A lot of money's going to be raised. The Dolphins Cancer Challenge. I believe this is the 15th annual. It was started in honor of Mad Dog Jim Mandich, and who's a close friend who I worked with here at the radio station as well as doing the games for a long time. And that money goes to Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer. The run, the walk, the bike ride, everything else. The concert, Third Eye Blind concert, I believe, at 2 o'clock. It starts in the morning. So for everybody that signed up, and a lot of people from the University of Miami working on this, to the Dolphins, everybody aboard on it, to Stuart Miller, and all the people around Stewart that that really get behind this thing and get it jacked up, and our whole community of people that might be up early this morning that are going to be going. Gabby, by the way, who works here, Gabby said she's going 99 miles. She's going on the big girl ride. 99 miles. I went, what? I thought maybe you're going to go to the 54 or something. She goes, no, I'm doing 99. Went, wow. Okay. How many hours is that going to take you? She goes, I don't know, 4, 5, 6.
Is that how long it takes?
That's a lot of riding on that bike.
I don't like
bike.
To drive that far.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, I saw Gabby the other day. She's like, yeah, I'm riding 99. Wow.
99 miles.
I'm not a big fan of driving that many miles. Yeah.
You got to stop and just give that group a standing ovation. Now, I know they work out. It's not like they just, like I did last year, I jump on the bike and I go 13 miles and I'm gassed. They work at it. They work at it. She goes, no, I ride a lot on the weekend. I've been known to go from city to city in with a group every weekend. So, yeah, so we got this big event. One of the biggest charity events in the country, actually. And it's right here, and it's going to be a big one. Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow morning starting up. So I wanted to get that out there. And it's all closed up and everything except the concert. I think you can still, if you want to go out and watch Third Eye Blind perform tomorrow. I don't know if it's like a 1:30 start or 2 o'clock start, but a lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff. I know we got the whole gang going out there and the family, and they're screaming at me for fundraising and everything. So all part of the deal, man. All part of the deal. We've got a lot of stuff. Heat in Toronto. They've already left. They're up there as they get set to play, and they're in the 8th spot playing. So these are teams you got to beat, Woody. You got a Toronto team, 17-38. If you got to win these kind of games, because you got some games coming up, going to be tough to beat the way you've been playing. And I know they've had a few days to maybe play together here, but got to win that one. Of course, Panthers home tomorrow against the Kraken, and I'm guessing that's going to be a pretty special one, considering all the guys, all the Panther fans got to watch all their favorite players over the last week or so play these games. So good stuff there. We've got some football news. Everybody coming out with their mock drafts and everything around it. And, you know, so I see the guard thing, and everybody's aware of, you know, the young guards, getting some guards. Tread on the tire, not backups, not guys at the end of their career, but get some big-time guards. I don't know if they do it with the first round or not, but everybody, Daniel Jeremiah now from NFL Network's now coming out and saying Tyler Booker could be that guy from Alabama. I don't know if Chris wants to. He hasn't. I don't know if he's taken. I know we've taken Rob Hunt in the second round. I don't know if we've – and we've had tackles move in and play guard right away. We've had that under Chris Greer as the general manager. I don't know if he'll take a – no matter how good he is, I don't know if he'd take a guard, especially he thinks he can get some guys in the second, third, or fourth round. I'd be a little surprised if we take a guard. But, hey, listen, man, we need starters. We need day one starters at a lot of positions, more than we've needed over the last 3 years. That's not up for debate. That's not somebody driving in today and go, oh, that's not true. No, that's true. Right now you got a lot of empty positions, and it's not at the bottom of the roster, it's at the top of the roster, and as in starters and key rotation players and those type of things. So we have a lot of stuff going on here this morning. We're going to jump on, get to a lot more stuff, but I'll tell you, what a great night. What a great night. Woody, I don't know how much you're able to catch, but and I usually don't care about all the pregame shows, but I wanted to watch early just to get a feel for, see what it was like. And the announcers are, you know, PK and Mark are obviously from Canada. And they're openly going, hey, man, we want these guys to win. But it's going to be a hell of a game. And their team did win, and it was a hell of a game. No question about it. So anyway, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff we'll jump on here this morning as we continue on a nice, cool Friday. So old dummy here jumps up this morning. It's 59 degrees there as I come out, and I'm half naked. I got the T-shirt and shorts on. I'm like, what are you doing? So now my lazy rear end goes, so do you go back in now? I was too lazy to go back in. I just went in the car. Just said, that's going to warm up.
Well, it's not that cold. You mean you're half naked? Were you getting ready for a massage?
No. I meant T-shirt and shorts. Oh. I just meant. That 59 snuck in on me. That 59-60 grabbed me a little
bit. It'll warm up.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be fine. My sources are telling me when the sun comes out.
Yes, we'll be fine. We'll be in the 70s before you know it. To your point, Woody, you're right. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. You mind if I just talk to everybody out there? It's Friday, and it is Atlantic Men's Clinic day for me to stop by. See all my buddies that show up there the same day. All different ages. Guys in early 40s, 50s, 60s. And those guys, we don't laugh. We just kind of say, hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Yeah, come in. Yeah, all right, get everything done. All right, great. In there 5 minutes. And, hey, look, it low T, ED, it happens to everybody. And as you educate yourself on it, you understand that as you get older, levels get lower, ED kicks in. It just happens. It's part of life. Nobody's going through life and getting away with it going, it never hit me. Man, it's amazing. My body's different than everybody else out there. No, it's not the case. You're going to run into being tired, worn out, constantly irritable, not sleeping well at night, all those type of things. But there's one thing that can take care of a lot of it, Atlantic Men's Clinic. All they do is knock out ED and low T, and they do it the right way. Proper testing, check your levels, put you on the maintenance program. They police everything you're doing. You're doing it the right way. And if your sex drive is gone or damn near gone or wherever you are on that and you're just constantly tired, Atlantic Men's Clinic can make a big difference. That's the message today here on a Friday. If you want to change it and you want to get more out of the third or fourth quarter of life, no matter where you are and what age you're at, I call mine the fourth quarter for sure, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. Just get the appointment set up. Get the T, the PSA test. Get all that stuff done. You get the results. They'll tell you where you are. You decide if you want to do the program or not. I'd recommend it because you're going to get great results. Six locations in South Florida, more on the way. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment and visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information on Atlantic Men's Clinic and success that you are going to have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and happy Friday to everybody out there, man. A lot of stuff going on here. Everybody getting back to work here, too. We're going to actually have a spring training baseball game starting up for – it's still fun to go up and watch spring training games. I haven't done it. I didn't do it last year. So you got that getting ready to start up. We got Heat basketball back in action. Panthers going to be back for the second half of their regular season. Tomorrow at home against the Kraken, Heat on the road in Toronto. And it all kind of gets going here, right? Inter Miami's going to get rolling here, and we're going to be off and running with all the sports, not in the family of football. And that sport just doesn't sleep. Football has incredible, the greatest growth of football. Obviously, the games are the most important thing, has been everything else that they've been able to make into big events, right? Like the draft. Now, everybody wants the draft party. Cities bid on the draft party. We'd like to get it. We'd like it. Everybody wants it. And you see this crazy amount of people, not just people in the city, but people flying and make a weekend of it now for all three rounds of the NFL draft. They got the combine, you know, it's on NFL Network. You can watch guys run shorts and lift weights, and a lot of work gets done behind the scenes and free agency, and all the agents go up there and meet with the GM. So there's actually a lot, maybe even a little tampering going on there, right? Little league breaking rules type to go on and get an idea of how your players feel about playing certain places and all that stuff. Getting an early jump on the business, man. Getting an early jump. But it's amazing that all the stuff that the league stays relevant year-round. The draft itself now gets big ratings. First round of the NFL draft's a big deal. All those picks. Hell, half those guys, they don't even go to the draft. They're staying home and got cameras going to the house to see, you know, how the guy fits in, and those guys that do it for a living, evaluate them, and it's just amazing what football has done, and it's allowed fans and fantasy football, of course, and amazing. The whole off season, right till June and July when the league finally takes a little bit of time off and takes a little vacation. Actually, that's when everybody's taking vacations after the last mini camp, and you're off and running. So we got a lot of good stuff going. The Panthers in great shape coming back home, except the Matthew Tkachuk injury. He did not play a lot last night. Great effort. You know, everybody loves what he's done and getting a team, and he and his brother Brady and what they did, but he did not play a lot last night.
So we're getting texts about that this morning.
That's the problem.
Let me ask you, because I said this to you after the last game. I go, if you're a GM in the NHL, it is your job to win, right?
I know where you're going on this. Go ahead.
The problem is the tournament was awesome. I loved everything about it. But how do you balance or, you know, make sense of, like, it's very physical. Those guys played like they were playing for the Stanley Cup, right?
I'll give you one better. Their top defenseman came in the locker room last night. He just got out of the hospital. They said he's out for the season. There's a good chance he's not playing. So how about you think that team feels?
Okay, but How do you balance that? Like, how, and they're at the Olympics next year. Which guys are going to play the same way?
They are going to play their ass off.
So how do you do that? Yes. Because if I feel like we're giving hockey a pass, because if this was any other sport, we would go bonkers.
Hey, Woody, so let me just say this. It's a great
question. You do agree with that,
it's
though,
a great
right?
question, yes. It's a great question. I just want you to listen right. there, Sammy Downer.
Because you joined
on everything.
No. Screw you, man. You jumped on me last time I brought this up. That was my thought when I watched how hard. Because I didn't realize they were
going to
play
this way. Then you can't rip the NBA for those guys being soft and not playing hard.
Oh, I think there's a middle ground, right?
No, there's not a middle ground. Those guys are not going to play hard because they don't want to get hurt. They're not going to defend.
And I also didn't rip the All-Star. I told you I thought the most important thing for the NBA is their Saturday night. I think they need a dunk contest with their stars. But how do you square their way with this, like, you know, guys getting hurt because they're playing at that pace?
Same thing. Different sport, a little more physical. The football thing has gone to flag football. I don't know what the commissioner...
But that's after the season, though.
Yeah, but it's still... those injuries, Woody. Guy
what
gets
injuries?
Injured.
Okay, I mean...
Guy blows his knee out. Probably not going to see the start of the season, my man.
I know, but you're going... That's an extreme, though. Like, this is in the middle of the season.
Yes.
Like, they got to come back and make a cup push now. Like... I'm just asking you, man.
I think
we give hockey a pass because
we
enjoyed the tournament.
I did enjoy it. And if Matthew Tkachuk has to miss, hopefully just a week or two, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, of course you are, because it's a week or two and you enjoyed the tournament. But
yes.
I'm just saying,
now,
man.
You lose a guy for the year, you're probably not real excited. I'm guessing the makeup of hockey compared to every other sport, and I got to disagree with all these guys on sports talking about, they put baseball in there, the All-Star game. Those guys play hard in the All-Star game. That's false. They throw hard. They try to strike you out. Guys are trying to hit home runs.
But again, completely different, though.
I understand, but
they're going to get hurt doing that.
No. I'm not talking about the hurt part. I got away from you on the hurt part for just a second, but I saw the All-Star game, and I wrote it down like, hey, listen, man, I get you want a dogpile on baseball. But those guys, they play hard in the baseball game. I mean, baseball's not exactly run around. You do a lot of standing in baseball. But as far as guys pitching, they're not throwing batting practice. They're trying to strike guys out. Nobody wants to get embarrassed. And guys hitting home runs, they want to be MVPs. They want to lead their teams to wins. Even the friggin' home run derby, guys, if they're in that thing, they're swinging from their ass trying to win it. Now, to your point, it's a great question. But I think hockey gets behind this. I think hockey in the NHL still realizes, especially in this country, if you're not in one of the big markets that's had hockey forever, like Boston, you need that. Dallas, you need that. There's some markets, in my opinion, you need those events to get you. I don't know. I didn't have a problem.
Well, Texter here, this is the same guy. He's riled up because he's calling again a meaningless game. That game last night was not meaningless. Like Matthew Tkachuk, I believe, said it was the most important game of his career.
Yeah.
It wasn't meaningless.
Those guys all said that again, that game was like a Stanley Cup game 7, and some said it might be even bigger. That's what they were saying, not me. The guys that are playing are saying.
No, he said it was the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, it wasn't meaningless, but again, I don't know how
I always love when a guy says that after the guy's playing tell you how important it is, and you're going, no, it's not. I'm just sitting back as a fan, and it's not. I don't know. I wasn't watching that game last night going, man, I hope Bennett and Reinhardt don't get hurt. Oh, God, don't hit him. Oh, Tkachuk. Listen, and I thought what you did.
But I think hockey gets a pass, right?
What kind of pass? What are you talking about?
Because the tournament was very entertaining, and we were all kind of captivated by it. If the NBA played their All-Star game, and they played as hard as you want them to play, right?
As I want them to play?
Yeah.
Everybody wants
out there
them
and
to
they
play
they
jerky.
Play their asses off for
Everybody
four
wants them to play hard.
Okay, and Anthony Edwards tears his Achilles. What are you going to tell the people in Minnesota? Tough luck?
All right. So
I'm just,
so then don't have,
play like devil's advocate.
Then don't have
here,
the
like,
game here because you're a little bit of a fraud because you rip them when they don't
not
play
a
hard.
A fraud, but.
But you come on here and go, oh, I can't watch it. Nobody tries.
But they're also running a billion-dollar business.
Well, which way do you want them to go, Woody? Let's talk about the NBA game because that's dogpile city right now. What do you want to do? Those guys partially don't want to play because they don't want to get hurt because they're not getting a game
check. The NBA's got bigger problems. The NBA can't get their guys to play in the regular season. So
what do you forget that?
We're talking about playing in an All-Star game.
We're talking about
lifetime.
The All-Star game.
That's never what's never going to happen where they're going to play in hard in an All-Star game. It'll never happen. I don't care if you make it, you know, them against the, you know, USA against the world or whatever. They're never going to do that. They'll give you a, they'll play in the fourth quarter.
They don't play in the fourth quarter
for a little bit.
Now. They used to play in the fourth quarter. They used to turn it up. They don't now.
I don't know. So, guy says, tell that texter it's called Sports Bozo. He threw a bozo in there on Friday.
I don't know, man. I'm just not going to let anybody crap on last night. I'm not. It was great. And by the way, we might have been one or two, three, two teams. I don't know where that defenseman who from the United States that came in.
Yeah,
they were hugging him. He just got out of the hospital. The guys came over to him. And then the announcer goes, oh, this is an emotional time. He just got out of the hospital. He's their best defenseman. He knocked the crap out of Canadians in the first. He did a great job defensively. Oh, and by the way, he might be out for the season.
That was like, one of the best. Geez. That was one of the best tournaments I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Might be out for
the
year.
The ratings are absolutely through the roof. But you got to get back and play tomorrow.
Right.
So,
and Matthew Tkachuk probably, I'm guessing, will not play. As tough as he is,
yeah,
he's not going to play 7 minutes and look at the coach and go, hey, still hurting from 2 days ago.
Well, if he was struggling through that game last night, I'm guessing, yeah, he's not going to play.
How about the fact that he even played at all? Because you know he's really hurt if he didn't play. I mean, yeah. they're in his ear, and he's going, he's shaking his head like, I'm hurting. He's going to be out a while. Matthew Tkachuk's coming back today, and they're going to go, hey, man, it was great what you guys did for hockey, but Matthew, you're going to be out. Yeah.
Well, the Panthers had their whole damn team playing in this thing, it seemed like.
Had seven guys. I think Bill Lindsay said they had, what, seven or eight guys. I can't now. I'm not
man,
sure.
It's crazy,
seven or
man.
Of their players.
I'm just saying, like, from that perspective, it's risky.
Yes. It was great.
Yeah.
And I hope.
But I do think we look at hockey, again, a little differently. Just saying.
They look at their own game differently.
Yeah.
PK Subban hit on this yesterday, like, hey, man, we're just made up differently, and there's that money thing goes out the window when you're playing for your country, and you're not worried about your NHL team, even though you're going to make a lot more per game if you're a superstar. Try to tell the guy that probably had more pressure on him than anybody, Connor McDavid, who, by the way, if he doesn't win, everybody's all over him because he's so friggin' talented. He has a game winner last night. The game winner in overtime.
Yeah, I feel good for him. So Texas says,
"Were you being a smartass?"
No, I like Connor McDavid. I think he's a special player. I mean, I enjoy
he's
watching
the best
him
player
play.
Hockey.
But I'm glad we beat him in the final last year. The NHL is the premier hockey league in the world. Winning the Stanley Cup is the ultimate goal. Getting hurt doing something other than doing things to win the Stanley Cup is counterproductive.
So what? So you didn't want to watch that last night? I don't. Why is this taking place?
If you're
today?
A hockey fan, you didn't watch that.
Why is this taking place today? We'll talk to Paul Maurice Monday about this.
What do you think he's going to say? Oh, I wish my guys wouldn't play.
Well, can he say something, or you just decide what he can say? He can say
he's
what he wants.
Say that.
Paul Maurice can say what he
he's
wants.
He's a hockey guy.
Exactly.
He probably loved that tournament. Everyone loved the tournament. I'm just saying.
You say whatever
imagine
you
the
want.
NFL did something like that in the middle of the season?
No, that wouldn't
guys
happen.
Started getting hurt?
They don't want to play at the end of the year. I'm not sure they want to play flag football. Anyway, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got
to the NFL do some kind of competition, like a little week 8 break or something. No. People go bonkers.
You know you can't. Why would you bring that? Such a bad example. It's the worst example.
Why
you
is it the worst example?
No, because you keep trying to do hockey and football together, and we have 5 or 6 guys on average on every team that are either going to be knocked out of a game. You lose basically a player a week almost. And you hope he comes back. They don't have that every night in hockey. They don't have that. You make it sound – so I don't know why you keep bringing it up. It's just not a very good example to me that you keep trying to do this. You can't play a football game in the middle. You can't play where you're going to play – that'd be great. Kansas City and Buffalo play. Just not gonna work. And then you're going to get guys to play full speed. Now you got me going. You're just being –
I'm not trying to get you going. My point is...
Why don't you just tell me that the same... Go ahead, and the physical thing.
My point is that I think it's something worth at least discussing, like the fact that these guys are out there killing each other, and tomorrow The Panthers have to take the ice and try to make another cup run.
I'm guessing we did have some guys knocked out. The United States had a couple guys knocked out.
And I think that if this was any other sport and you had your guys out there getting hurt, that people would be going nuts.
That's I don't know, man. A lot of people enjoyed the hell out of it last night. I told you.
You could be a both-way fraud, can't you?
I'm giving Matthew Tkachuk up for a week or two. Like, take it off. So what you just did for the sport.
What about the season? No. Would you give him up for the season?
He's not going to be out for the season.
What if it came out he was hurt and he can't play anymore? What if that came out?
Be a little
disappointing.
Would
you feel differently about the tournament?
Well, it would change a little bit about how you feel about getting to where you want to get to if he can't play. Yes.
Would you feel differently about the tournament?
No. I loved the tournament last night. What am I going to come in and go, man, I love that, but man, I don't know. I don't want to do that.
Someone said the Dolphins couldn't play hockey. They're too soft.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know hockey's more physical than the Dolphins. I'm waiting for that one here today, too. Just tell Jordan Brooks.
Who wins in a fight, the Panthers or the Dolphins?
All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about injuries, man, since we're talking about it. I'm guessing the first thing when Matthew Tkachuk gets back today, Dr. Swartzen and all the doctors are going to be over there at Baptist Health South Florida going, hey, let's check Matthew out, give him a physical, see what's going on, or they'll see him when they're practicing a little bit today and getting going here as everybody's on their way back. But sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. The bad news is nobody wants to get injured. The fact of the matter is if you're active and competitive in team or individual sports, no matter what age, you don't have to be a professional, you're going to get injured. But it's nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. And Baptist Health South Florida is special. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, well, enter Miami. The Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, they all trust and use the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. They have put together an all-star team of specialists for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I can go on and on. And with that, they've also, just so you know, put together three great locations for you to go to see these doctors and find out what's going on. They've seen every injury possible. There's nothing new going to pop up for those guys. They've seen it all. They fixed it all. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Get yourself back playing the sports you love the most.
All right, let's get you some weather here. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Joe, I feel like you can handle the weather this morning. What are you going to...
I'm ready to go, man.
Give us a scouting report on the weather.
70s today. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather.
Because you said it got you when you stepped out this
a little
morning.
Chilly
you
this
were
morning.
Talking about it earlier, so I figured you'd follow up on
that. That 59-60 was a little... I just wasn't prepared for it. I was too lazy early in the morning to go back inside. So
you never go back in.
No, you don't.
That's
you don't
not
just
a,
go,
that's uh-oh. Not a,
yeah, no.
It's not a manly
you know
thing,
it's gonna,
no.
Well, you know it's going to warm up a little bit, too, and... Wasn't that bad. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Even growing up in Northern California.
You said it got cold over there when you're over there, huh?
Well, I mean, it did when I was a kid. I remember being in the, you know, low 30s, high 20s. And, you know, I just before you hit the mountains there, it gets chilly. So you grow up with it and you played football season. And you never, boy, I got soft back here. Man, I'm 50. 50's the, and then, you know. I get up with my father out there. He goes, hey, it's 30 today out there. Just want to let you know if you might want to wait. It's going to warm up to 40. Hmm. You want to wait and walk or something.
So just to add to the weather report, I don't know if she said this during the thing, but MacArthur Causeway is closed in both directions to and from Miami Beach. If you're heading to the beach, use I-195 or you will be turned around.
There you go, Woody. See, now you
we're
just
trying to help her. I have no idea what she said in her report. I wasn't listening, but... Yeah, it's closed. MacArthur
You're saying it's kind of hard to listen, somebody doing this?
No, I didn't say it's hard to listen. I just said I wasn't listening.
Hey,
we were talking. You came back here. We were talking about exactly what we were talking about before. Guys getting hurt in these tournaments.
And
the Olympics next year.
That thing was for an event that really doesn't affect that much, but meant obviously, and even more because of what's going on with the political tension, to put it nicely. It was just great. It just made all that stuff that's going on made it that much bigger.
You have to almost laugh because Canada's nice and political tension, but a texter makes a good point here. A couple of texts actually said this one, and Mets lost Edwin Diaz in the
by the way. Oh, did they? Ooh.
So how do you like square this away, right? Like, you want to watch, everyone's watching. It's a great tournament. No debating that. But if you lose your star for the season,
whoever did that one, that was what the text machine's all about. That was outstanding because that guy,
the World Baseball Classic, those guys played.
That guy was lights out, and then he gets there and he hadn't been the same. He started to get it back a little bit at the end of the year, but he was not the old guy.
And another texter said,
that's a good one. That's a good example. Yeah.
Messi got hurt. Remember? He got hurt playing in that game with the Riot.
Copa America.
Yeah, but he's
not that Inter Miami is like.
Hurt all the time, man. Can't go by that one.
Really?
I didn't mean a shot, but
you just Jimmy Butler'd him, bro.
Yeah.
He's on the retirement plan down here, man. Come on.
Oh, man.
We're just lucky to have him. He's on the retirement thing.
I don't have a problem with that. I really, you know what? We all watch, people listen, probably listen to us. You watch a zillion events. Some of you are just junkies. Whether you're gambling, I don't gamble, and I still watch, even on my days off. I know my wife has asked me, I don't understand when you don't have to work why you still are so into sports. And it's kind of hard. In our fraternity, all of us, people listen to us that like, no, man, I like to watch games.
I think it's the same reason that my wife watches these shows every night with all the, you know, the women realtors and stuff. They're all fighting with each other. Sports is drama.
A little bit. But so for me, you don't know. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen last night. No. I was curious. And the more hype around it, it affects you, man. The hype is great. There's a reason they hype up wrestling and boxing, and they have those, you know, they promote it, and they're talking trash about each other. And
I also think it's a great escape from the real world, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can throw on that game last night for 3 hours and just all your crap in life kind of goes away, right?
There are a lot of events that we watch year-round, whether they mean anything in your favorite league or their playoffs, and you're going, it's okay. It's a best of seven. It doesn't matter about tonight. I haven't had that feeling that I had last night since, obviously, the Stanley Cup, but that doesn't happen a lot where you get that. What you got last night for a team or for watching? I mean, they suck in because they got a little bit. They got players on our team. Three guys for the Panthers played in that thing last night. Hell, Sam Bennett had tied it up at two with his goal. And
that thing was incredible. It'll probably only be outdone by the Olympics in 1 year.
And by the way, that the Winter Olympics, exactly really one, good. Is it, I think.
Yeah, 1 year.
1 year from now.
Yeah.
And that thing's going to be huge.
It'll be
great. That gold medal means a lot to whoever's going to win. And I'm guessing Canada's going to go in as the favorite.
Slight favorite?
Slight.
Not a lot separating those two teams, man. Boy, I'd love to see USA Canada like a 7-game
series. Big Russia's back in.
<don't know>.
I'm not talking politics.
Yeah,
I'm just,
please
no, no.
don't.
Anyway,
Jay,
I liked it last night, man. I liked it. I know what happened. Matter of fact, we got an injured guy that's really good on our team, one of the best players on our team, Matthew Tkachuk. I don't know how long, and you're right. If we find out it's going to be a while till he can come back, then you guys have a right to call me and tell me I was wrong. Look what happened now. How do you feel? Because the Panthers season is ruined.
You don't have to change the way you feel about it.
I'm not.
You don't have to be a fraud because that tournament was awesome, and it clearly meant the world to those guys. So it is what it is.
Do you have you don't happen to have the sound, do you? Brad Marchand?
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll come back here 7 o'clock hour. But
It was great. Just to give you an idea. And he plays for Boston, and And as everybody knows, the Panthers own the Boston Bruins right now and have for the last few years.
Panthers own everyone right now.
They own everybody. The Tampa Bay guys, they own them too. Ever since we got Kachuk, man, we own everybody. We own everybody. We got you. Well, you want to play us in the playoffs? We got you. Boston? Easy. All right.
So our new guy here, Jay Monty, who's doing our social media stuff, put up.
What a kid, by the way.
Yeah.
Great looking kid, but very talented.
Okay. He put up on Twitter who wins in a fight, the Panthers or the Dolphins, because he's trolling a little this morning. And he
Why?
Somebody wrote back and he said, simple, the Panthers have heart, the Dolphins have clowns and frauds, Panthers by first round TKO.
We've done this to ourselves.
Anything, listen, anything to take shots at the Dolphins, right?
We've done this to ourselves.
Even though they have their big event tomorrow, so we should be nice.
Well, yeah.
The event's going to be a success regardless, though, right?
The event is great. And by the way, University of Miami and Dolphins doing this together, and both organizations heavily involved with all the people and sponsors, and they're going to raise, led by the big cat Stuart Miller and his group. Man, it's and the community of people that have been affected by cancer, they're going to be walking and running and hugging. It gets emotional out there. It's great, man. It's got a little bit of everything. A couple of cold beers on the way after the walk.
That's your favorite part of
That's
it.
Mine.
My wife and son are both doing the
Third
5K
Eye Blind.
Run.
Now
Very
we got we, and
for
we got
that.
The band Third Eye Blind. They went out and got. I like them.
Everyone likes Third Eye Blind. I feel comfortable saying that this morning.
All right, Woody, we've got...
Right? It's like Coldplay.
Oh, God.
They're like a...
They're just friendly.
They're just, you know, it's just good music.
They're a Bay Area band, man. I stick with all my Bay
you
Area.
You thought they were Australian.
I didn't either. Hey, man. Hey, don't start making stuff up. Don't start making stuff up, man. I'm not playing with you today. I never thought that. Most of the bands come from the Bay Area through the year.
You hit me with Nate, and I go, and I look them up, and I go, they're from San Francisco, not from Australia.
Oh, man. You got to call me out. I was messing with you. Then I find out, hey, my Bay Area brothers. I told Bo, we got Bay Area brothers coming out here. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I mentioned it earlier. I want to mention one more time. If you are going through low T and ED, as in your energy level is shot, you've noticed you become grumpy, moody, sometimes even feel half depressed, but your energy level not where it used to be, to the point you don't feel like working out. You don't have the energy to walk and stay active like you used to. If your sex drive has gone on top of that, well, it happens to every man sooner or later. Some get hit with it in their 40s, half in their 50s, and the rest of us usually in our 60s. And if somebody says it hadn't hit them, they're lying. If they're talking 60s, 70s, absolutely lying. They have ED and low T. It's just a fact of life for all of us out there. We get it. And I had it, and I didn't know what to do, man. I was running, hiding, going, what the hell am I going to do about this, man? Where do you go for something like this when it happens? Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you so much. Atlantic Men's Clinic is the answer. I become good friends with the owners of the company, and they use it. We all use it, and it works. I'm going down there today right after the show. Friday is always, for me, Atlantic Men's Clinic Day. And when I go in there, I see a lot of men in there. We all talk to each other. Not in there a long time, and we're off and running for the weekend, man. Hey, listen, if you're going through it right now and you'd like to get rid of it and you like to have more energy and work out like you used to and drop some weight and get your sex drive back, Atlantic Men's Clinic will definitely make it happen for you and happen quickly. I get that all the time. How long? Pretty quickly. Pretty quickly, you'll start noticing, man, I'm starting to feel better again. That's right. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. They'll do all the testing when you go in. All you got to do is set up that first appointment, go in and get the PSA test done, meet with their professionals, tell them what's going on with you, and they're going to put you on a program that absolutely is going to get you great results. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. The first appointment, by far the most important one, to go down there. Hey, if you decide you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you're there, you're probably pretty serious about it. You should give it a shot. AtlanticMensClinic.com. Learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic, 6 locations in South Florida. It works.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.